Welcome to Solace. My name is Chris, and I'm going to lead you through some simple reflections. This week we'll follow the examine prayer and a listening prayer. There's a sheet with some simple instructions for the exercises we'll do. This is available either on the church website or solacepod.com. This isn't because they're complicated, but mostly so you don't have me talking you through what you're doing, and to leave as much quiet in this time as possible. The two other physical things you'll need for this are a Bible, and if you have one, a candle to light. You might want to find somewhere to sit where you won't be distracted, but the most important thing is that you are comfortable. So just before we start, let's settle into our space and focus in on this moment. Take a moment to focus on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each one, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Without trying to block out those sounds, now let your attention move inwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are now. A ticking clock, maybe, or the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. For just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. Again, without blocking these out, let your point of attention take another step inwards, and be aware of all the noise going on within yourself. This may be physical, the sound of your own breathing, perhaps, or it might be an awareness of the rush of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. Finally, take one more step inwards and let your awareness come to rest in some quiet, still place. Take a moment just to rest there. Step two this week is, as usual, the examine prayer. This is just a simple set of prompts to help us look at our day or week or any time period you want to choose and find the movement of God in all the people and events of our day. You should have the sheet setting out all you need to do, so I won't talk much here. We've got 15 minutes to do it, so there's no rush. You'll hear some music fade up when the time's over. Feel free to pause this if you think you'll need longer. I'm not going to take offence. When the music fades up and you've finished this prayer, please do light a candle if you have one, to remember all you've been holding before God. This is a poem called A Portable Paradise by Roger Robinson. As usual, I'll read it, and then there'll be a short time of quiet for you to consider the poem before we move on. So, A Portable Paradise by Roger Robinson. And if I speak of paradise, then I'm speaking of my grandmother, who told me to carry it always on my person, concealed so no one else would know but me. That way they can't steal it, she'd say. And if life puts you under pressure, trace its ridges in your pocket, smell its piney scent on your handkerchief, hum its anthem under your breath. And if your stresses are sustained and daily, get yourself to an empty room, be it hotel, hostel or hovel. Find a lamp and empty your paradise onto a desk. Your white sands, green hills and fresh fish. Shine the lamp on it like the fresh hope of morning and keep staring at it till you sleep. Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 23, verses 39 to 43. One of the criminals hanging there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other one, however, rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God? You received the same sentence he did. Ours, however, is only right because we are getting what we deserve for what we did. But he has done no wrong." And he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come as king." Jesus said to him, "I promise you that today you will be in paradise with me." Please now open your Bible and read the verses through once or twice, letting it sink in. Then simply rest in the silence, alert and attentive, but without expectation. Don't search or reach for anything, just wait. Distracting thoughts will occur, don't worry. This is normal. When it happens, try to bring yourself back to focus by returning to the verse or listening to your own breathing. Let those thoughts pass on. Music will fade in again when this time is over. We'll have another 15 minutes for this, so please don't feel like you should rush through the stages. We're coming to the end of our time. So let's take a moment and just let your awareness focus on all the noise going on within yourself. Either physical things like breathing, or an awareness of the thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. Without trying to block out those sounds, now let your attention move outwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. For just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. And finally, take one more step outwards, letting your awareness settle on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. And now, rejoin that world. We'll close with a blessing. God be with you in every pass. Jesus be with you on every hill. Spirit be with you on every stream, headland and ridge and lawn. Each sea and land, each moor and meadow. Each lying down, each rising up. In the trough of the waves, on the crest of the billows. Each step of the journey you go. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Stay safe and be well until the next time. Go well, friends.